Welcome to Career Conversations. My name is Siobhan Murphy, a career consultant here in DCU. As part of our preparation for the DCU Virtual Careers Fair, we're meeting with the employers that are going to be participating in the fair this year. So joining me today is James Ducey, who is Senior Talent Acquisition Specialist for Ornua. So James, thank you so much for agreeing to participate in the programme.
Siobhan, thanks very much for inviting me on. I'm absolutely delighted and looking forward to meeting the students at the upcoming career fair.
So we might just kick off. We'll start off at the very beginning. Who are Ornua and what are they all about?
Okay, so Ornua is Ireland's largest exporter of dairy products. We're a dairy cooperative which sells dairy products on behalf of our member co-ops. So in terms of the markets that we export to 110 countries worldwide. We're headquartered in Dublin, and we've annualized sales of over 2.3 billion. We've about 2,400 people worldwide as well, Siobhan, so quite a big company. And we operate then from 10 business units worldwide as well. This includes 13 production facilities, and we have sales and marketing teams in market across all four corners of the globe as well. So the company is split into two divisions. We have a foods division, and we also have an ingredients division as well. Our foods division is responsible for the marketing of consumer brands, including the infamous Kerrygold brand, which became the first retail food brand in Ireland last year to hit sales of 1 billion. And we also have other brands that we export around the world as well, including Dubliner, Pilgrim's Choice, Forto, and Bio as well. So markets served by the food business would be Africa, Asia, Germany, Ireland, UK, the rest of Europe, the Middle East, and the US as well. The ingredients division then, procurement of Irish and non-Irish dairy products, and for the sale of dairy ingredients to food manufacturing and food service customers.
Okay, so that would be like, say, food manufacturers that need a dairy product as part of an ingredient for their product, like, say, chocolate and things like that.
Exactly. And also a big part of it would be the food service side, the food service retailers. We'd have big customers within that industry as well. We actually provide cheese to 100 million pizzas globally. So there's a good chance that if you're traveling to a different country, especially in Europe, and you had a slice of pizza from one of the quick service retailers, there's a good chance that that's Irish, and even more important for us, or newer cheese on that pizza.
I don't have the proper details on this, but I do remember reading something there about the impact of, say, the pandemic, because obviously the cheese industry was getting ready for soccer. Like, is it with Euros or World Cup? Probably Euros, was it?
Oh, they're getting ready.
Yeah, the Euros. This is where I'm not good on my soccer here now, James. But I'm more of a GA woman. But it's the, yeah, I heard that, like, that was going to have a big impact because they were getting ready for the pizza market. And obviously cheese is a big ingredient there. So it's really interesting, you know, how local and global the world has gone. And I think that's probably one of the big things with Ornua. It's local, but it's global. So that's probably very important for you then to have that kind of international perspective on things.
It is. And look, I think I think one thing that we've learned throughout this whole, throughout the whole pandemic is how lucky we are to be in the food industry. Everyone needs to eat. And the people that we have in the business has performed exceptionally well. So we've really talented people in the business across foods and ingredients. And I think we're lucky that we have such a diverse portfolio as well. Obviously, when a lot of the businesses were affected by COVID in terms of the ingredient side and they closed, obviously the ingredient side of our business took a bit of a hit, but thankfully the food side balanced that out because the brands that we export globally were absolutely flying off the shelves in the likes of the US, Germany, the UK and other countries as well. So very lucky to be in a business that has such a diverse portfolio.
And coming on to who and what you're recruiting for and why you're actually coming to DCU Virtual Careers Fair this year. So what is the graduate programmes that Ornua will be operating in the year ahead?
Yeah, so we're very excited that we've recently launched the application process for the 2021 programme. So the applications are open for that now, and they're closing on the 23rd of October. So we're taking on people across the globe. It's truly an international program. We do pride ourselves on Irish roots, global opportunities. We have opportunities in Ireland. We have opportunities in Germany, Spain, North America, Africa, and the Middle East as well. So it's a truly international program. And we're really looking forward to talking to students with diverse backgrounds. So we're looking for all backgrounds for our program. Predominantly, though, we would be focusing on mainly IT and computer science, but we also will be looking at general business and commercial degrees in marketing, commerce, finance, and food business as well. And in terms of the program itself, it's an 18-month program consisting of structured rotations. So we want to bring people into the business and we want to develop them. So we offer them multiple rotations within the 18-month program. We also provide classroom and self-directed learning modules, and they also get mentoring from our experienced leaders. And we also look at skills development as well in terms of self-awareness, self-confidence, teamwork, interpersonal and communication skills as well. So it's a truly international program.
Would you be based in Ireland now, James? Where would you be based? Would it be in, you know, would you be assigned to a country? Would you be based in Ireland? Part, you know, can you maybe explain what that 18 months would look from a geographical position?
Yeah, of course. So in terms of location, so if we're looking at universities in Ireland, we take it as they apply to the program and to be based in Ireland. So anyone that wants to put down their preferred location, I should say, as Dublin, they will be based in Dublin for their first rotation at least. And then as we are advertising this program globally in other countries, universities and students from then universities can put down their preferred location as North America or the UK or Spain. So we would be basing people in Dublin.
So would, just to clarify, but you would envisage that during the rotations, you know, obviously you have to bear in mind pandemics and everything, the impact of that, but all things being equal, that it, there would be some, you know, move around to maybe other locations, or what's your thoughts?
Yeah, of course, we have, obviously with travel restrictions in place, it's kind of hard to forecast if we can move students and graduates to different countries, but we would be open to doing that. For the second rotation, we have done it in the past. We've had various graduates that's worked in the likes of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Evanston, Illinois, which is just 40 minutes outside Chicago, also the UK as well. And we actually started two students in Spain this year as well in Avila. It's 1 hour away from Madrid at our state-of-the-art cheese manufacturing facility there.
So what about, say, students who maybe would have more of a humanities or a language base, but not necessarily the business or marketing background? Is there opportunities to apply?
Yeah, of course there is. So we're interested in hearing from a broad range of final year students and graduates. What we're really looking for here, though, is the actual person themselves. So that's the reason why we keep it open to a variety of backgrounds. We're looking for people with a positive attitude, a curious mindset, someone with great people skills as well, and also have a passion for the food industry, which is important as well when you're applying to a company that's the main product, the main flagship brand. Really looking for people that's passionate, you know.
Yeah, and it is, and you know, a number of our students, you know, when I'd meet them in the career service speaking around career development, the food and drink sector is of huge interest to students. Now, you know, it probably is no surprise because, you know, we consume it all, you know, so we all feel we're a little bit of an expert on it, if that makes sense to you. You know, and we have our kind of a things, you know, what we like and what we don't like and things like that. So it is actually, I'm never surprised by the amount of people that are actually very interested in pursuing a career in the food and drink sector from that point of view. I suppose we've always had exposure to it from the day we were born, and I suppose people would have a genuine interest in it. Now, just bring us on to the actual, say, application and selection processes. Can you share with us, you know, what is the process?
Yeah, no problem. So so how you can apply is you go to earlycareers.arnua.com. So that's on our main website as well in terms of the application process. What you go through is you'd be asked some questions at the start regarding, as I referred to, what location you're interested in. But then you'll go through a selection process that will entail a number of stages. So it'll include online psychometric assessments. If you go through a video interview, and we'll be holding a virtual assessment centre in November as well for those that get through the process and to get invited to that. But all submissions will be reviewed on their merits. We'll respond to all candidates who've taken time to complete an application as well. So it's a three-step process in terms of online psychometric assessments, the video interview, and a virtual assessment centre then. And then after the virtual assessment centre, we would issue out offers just before we break for Christmas. So at least people will have the peace of mind that they can focus on the remainder of their course with an offer in their back pocket to join us in September 2021.
So just to be clear, so you don't have any stages like online interviews or anything like that. You apply, it's psychometric testing, that brings you to the virtual assessment centre, and then out of the results of the assessment centre, then you're made an offer at that point or not, as the case may be.
No, there's actually a video interview in between. So you three-step process would be online psychometric assessments, video interview, and then the virtual assessment centre.
Brilliant. Okay, so therefore, there is good stages there to kind of keep pursuing there for a while. With the virtual assessment centre, have you done a virtual assessment centre? Is this your first time doing it in Arnua?
First time doing it, to be honest, and it's something that I'm really excited about because I haven't done it before. But we are working with one of our main partners on that. They're called Cute. They're an Aon company. They're experts when it comes to building out virtual assessment centres. So we're working very closely with them at the moment in terms of how we do that. It's obviously going to be a lot different from last year, but something that I'm sure will be very successful. I think with technology these days and with the likes of Zoom and MS Teams, you know, it has made for the virtual working world that little bit easier on everyone.
Well, it's interesting. We wouldn't have been really, I don't think so. I don't think we would have been talking about a virtual careers fair this year, except, you know, what they say, necessity is the mother of invention. So it's very interesting. Like, obviously, all our students have been, had to adapt very quickly into an online learning environment. But can you speak to, say, you know, obviously what's happening in the workplaces now with Arnua, and, you know, will you be remote inducting people, and, you know, what's your plan insofar as any of us can make a plan? What is this being sketched out like at the moment?
Yeah, as you said, we're lucky to be in the food industry, so we're performing really well. The plan going forward is to continue growing the business and to doing it with good people as well. So me personally, I virtually onboarded people since March, since COVID has started in Ireland. And it hasn't held up the recruitment process at all for the business. Thankfully, we've good people in the business that we got word on a Thursday, I think it was a Thursday afternoon, that we have been advised by the government to work from home. So it was a case of everyone just picking up their laptops and bringing them home and just logging on the next morning. And thankfully, we've continued as normal as we could be, really, albeit from a virtual setting. So going forward, as I said, we're continuing to grow, we're performing well, we're going to be taking on people as we have been over the last few months, and that's the plans, really, in terms of going forward, is to stick to stick to virtual.
And be agile, might be working. A hybrid environment. Yeah, so I think that's one of the things that, and in fairness to any of our final years now going in like that, and they'll have another, at least, you know, another while of experience of working, you know, remotely some of the time at least. So I think in fairness to them, they'll be well skilled before going into any work environment now, really, you know, with working in a virtual environment. So they'll be more than ready compared to ourselves that had to do it all overnight. The other thing I was going to talk to you about is that you've really given us kind of really good insights into Ornua, the process, whatever. But if I could push you maybe just to maybe explain maybe some of your top tips, you know, like you review applications, James, you see the type of people that come forward, you know, if you could suggest to anybody, you know, what your top tips would be about, you know, making an application to Ornua, perhaps you could share them with us.
Yeah, no problem. So my top tips would be in general, speaking about if you're reviewing CVs, you have to put yourself into the shoes of the person that's going to be reviewing hundreds of CVs. So what will make you stand out? One is to personalize your CV in a way that makes you stand out. So we want to know, we always say, be yourself, you know, bring the best version of yourself to work, but make sure that it's yourself, it's the same person that's on that it is in work. So how can we get to know you on a piece of paper? Keep it quite simple in terms of the structure of the CV, but make sure that you include your hobbies and interests as well, because it's all about getting to know the person and what they're about rather than their academic achievements or sporting achievements. Other tips I would include as well is to do some research on the company. Ornua is a well-known company in Ireland, and we're working on the employer brand outside of Ireland. But in Ireland, it's a well-known company, so a lot of people flying to us would know who we are already, but it would be a good opportunity to build into your CV ways that you've done a little bit of research and maybe done a bit of networking as well is another tip. So if you are attending virtual career fairs, why not put that into your application? Say you were talking to me at the virtual career fair, say you were talking to someone else at, in Ornua at the virtual career fair. It just shows that people are really interested and really want to work for us rather than just submitting in a CV and, I suppose, hoping for the best.
Brilliant. Listen, I've really enjoyed talking with you today. It's been really useful, and I think our listeners will get an awful lot out of it. And I hope you're very successful at the DCU Virtual Careers Fair this year, and we're delighted to have you on board.
Cheers, Sean. No, thanks very much for the invite, and looking forward to virtually meeting all the students at the Virtual Careers Fair.